again. This is the old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program number 249 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. On this day after Christmas, it would seem appropriate to take note of the enormous modernization and expansion of Christian worship sanctuaries from 1946 to the current time. To our count, some 25 churches have been built or extensively remodeled since WHKP signed on the air in 1946. I've already talked about the cooperative effort put forth by John Hurley and George Stoll in overseeing the construction of the First Presbyterian Church. And I also earlier covered the yeoman's job performed by Bill Martin in overseeing the construction of the First Baptist Church and the installation of the largest organ in Western North Carolina. Next time you're driving down Fifth Avenue, take a second look at the Christian Science Building, which was first used on a Sunday in August in 1949. The auditorium there seats 200. A few weeks ago, when I was telling you of the Reverend Tad Heyman, I reported to you that in 1956, the First Congregational Church added housing for an educational department, nursery, and Sunday school quarters, with construction designed as a link so that when the larger sanctuary would be built, this would become a link between the old and the new. A year later, Hendersonville's First Methodist Church added a huge new educational building and the James N. Brunson Memorial Chapel. In addition to classrooms, the new wing at the Methodist Church would provide pastor study and offices and the Dotson Memorial Choir Room. The room was named for the mother of Miss Kate Dotson, who served as church organist for more than 30 years. Out on U.S. 64, beyond Ebenezer, trees have matured and now block the view of the St. Mary's Chapel, which is now part of the Episcopal Lutheran Church. This sanctuary on your left going out on the Siegel property would continue to be used as a family chapel as well as a church parish. This facility was dedicated in 1957. Also in 1957, the Bethel Wesleyan Methodist Church was completed on Tracy Grove Road. That new building housed the sanctuary, pastor's study, Sunday school offices, and classrooms. In 1958, the Horseshoe Methodist Church underwent several changes. It became the Cummings Memorial Methodist Church, acknowledging a large gift for the new building made by Dr. James H. Cummings. The new sanctuary would seat 200 and would include a fellowship hall, a kitchen, and five classrooms. In 1959, the new Horseshoe Methodist Church dedicated a building with the dedicatory services conducted by the Reverend Robert Tuttle, superintendent of the Asheville District. A church that started with six worshipers in 1955 blossomed into a full-fledged church with dedication address given by Dr. Bob Jones, head of Bob Jones University, and this was the Mountain Home Bible Church in 1961, which when completed had an auditorium that would seat 200 along with nine educational classrooms. First services at the Balfour Methodist Church were held on Sunday, October 25th, 1964. The Reverend Bud Ellington was pastor then. In 1968, dedication services for the new nave at St. James Episcopal Church were scheduled for Sunday, February 11th, 1968. The nave completed the St. James Church as it was envisioned in the first decade of this century. The first part of the church was built of cut granite. The latest addition used stone taken from the old Judson College, one of Hendersonville's great landmarks, which stood for decades at the corner of 3rd and Fleming Street. The new seating capacity, close to 300. The Main Street Baptist Church, which was started as a mission church of Hendersonville's First Baptist, occupied their new building in September of 1968. 100 officers and teachers within the church were on hand to worship with the rest of the congregation on this major step forward for this church. In 1968 also, the Calvary Baptist Church moved into its new building on Haywood Road. The old building on Grove Street had been sold to J.D. King when the new Four Seasons Boulevard was mapped to converge on both sides of the church. The auditorium was designed to seat 432, but Pastor Buddy Mullinax said, "We can always find room for 500. Also in 1968, the Etowah Baptist Church dedicated a new building which would house all departments of the Sunday school, provide a pastor's office and study, and for the major new sanctuary. This was the third building program for the Etowah Baptist Church in 10 years. In 1969, the Reverend W.H. Gentry, in the major move of his dedicated career, saw his congregation move from a small building on First Avenue to the beautiful new sanctuary on Washington Street. Gentry had started in a tent, then started the new building on First Avenue where they worshiped in the basement as they tried to raise enough money to finish the main floor. With this big move for the Nazarenes to the gorgeous church on Washington Street, it was announced that the Washington Street Baptist Church, which had been worshiping in the old Tabernacle building, had changed its name to Friendship and would move from the old Gospel Tabernacle building and buy the building being vacated by the Nazarenes. Tomorrow we'll share with you more of how other houses of God were expanded, built anew, or modernized over these past 50 years. Memories of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.